Hi, my name is Sylvester Kobo, and I'm the Deputy Head of Fixed Income at Stanlib. And this is our take on the 2025 budget. The Treasury decided to raise VAT by 0.5% this year and next year, with the option of halting the 2026 hike if revenue performs better than they expect. This VAT hike will give them about 43 billion rands of additional revenue over the next 2 years, which is roughly a third of what they had initially budgeted to collect with the 2% VAT increase. And in attempting to cover the shortfall, they announced a few revenue measures and spending cuts. And so on the revenue side, they increased in taxes and took out the tax relief on personal income taxes, while expenditure was slightly reduced by 10 billion rand per year. These revenue measures only got them about half of the revenue that they would have gotten with the initial VAT increase of 2%. And this shortfall shows in the deficit numbers, as the consolidated budget deficit was revised up from 4.4% of GDP to 4.6% in the next fiscal year as a result of that. Treasury then decided to utilize their cash buffers to plug this gap instead of increasing bond issuances, which is very positive for bond markets. They also retain their positive primary budget surplus, which will rise from 0.5% this year to 2% of GDP over the next 3 years, helping them in their fiscal consolidation efforts. Other positive factors from the budgets were: one, debt service costs have now peaked at around 22% of revenue in the 2024-2025 fiscal year and are now projected to decrease going forward. Secondly, debt is now expected to peak at 76.2% of GDP next year before consolidating lower. And lastly, they budgeted to spend over 1 trillion rands on infrastructure over the next 3 years, which will bode well for growth. On the negative side, it appears that not all parties in the GNU are supportive of this budget, and this will add to uncertainty in the markets while they resolve it over the next 2 weeks. The other negative is that this VAT increase will also lift inflation projections slightly over the next 2 years, which, taken with the unpredictable global macro environment, probably leads to the SARB taking a more cautious approach of pausing on interest rate cuts for now. But overall, this is a good budget for us, with Treasury sending a strong message of sticking to fiscal consolidation. And we saw the rand and bonds reacting positively to the budget announcement, with yields closing about 10 basis points lower than pre-budget levels, with a flatter yield curve. Thank you.